Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline at USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Tons of stuff to talk about here today. It's been Chikara Week here on the program. Every day we have had guests from Chikara Pro talking the upcoming King of Trios, September 4, 5, 6, at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. That concludes today. Jacob Hammer Meyer, the leader of the BDK, is going to be on the show here in about 40 minutes. That's Jacob Hammer Meyer. He's going to be on the program here today talking that show. In the meantime, we've got some news to get into after the first break, and it's Open Line Fridays for the first half hour. Phone lines are going to be open. Whatever is on your mind on any topic, and I have a feeling I know what most of the topics are going to be, but whatever it is that you want to talk about, you're welcome to give us a call. 1-800-878-PLAY is the Sports Byline number. That is 1-800-878-PLAY. We've also got four other numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. All of those go directly to the studio. West of the Rockies, 425-488-0525. East of the Rockies, 425-482-1686. Parts unknown, 425-398-7353. And first-time callers, 425-398-7289. As noted, all of these numbers are available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi is going to join us. We'll talk about all of the news, and we will have a good time here on the show. I should note before we go any further, very happy today. I got a tweet this morning saying, this is from Kenny, I emailed WWE Network a big complaint regarding buffering yesterday. They told me they were working on it. WWE Network emailed me today and said buffering issues are fixed. I have checked, and everything seems to be working great. Wonderful news to kick off the show today. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot, more than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59, and over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gunstock oak for only 99 cents with a dollar off Bella with 20% off Dream Home laminates, plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more with 24-month special financing. The Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rebel.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give your fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary, or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rebel.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop through your iOS, Android app, or through your mobile browser. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rebel.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. In a while here, we're going to be joined by Jacob Hammermeyer. Jacob. I want to make sure I get that clear. But in the meantime, we're going to be taking phone calls and all sorts of fun stuff here today. Got a little bit of news that we'll start out with, and then away we shall go. Mike, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the Ronda Rousey number came in. 900,000 pay-per-views for her fight with Betch Kohea a couple of weeks ago. One of the most amazing numbers of all time, given that Betch Kohea was the opponent. And I was reading an article that Dave wrote on this. I believe it's in The Observer and on MMA Fighting. But he's talking about this, the fact here that Ronda drew this huge number with nobody. And you look at some of the big draws in UFC history, Brock Lesnar and George St. Pierre and Anderson Silva and whoever it might be, Chuck Liddell. They all had to have a great opponent in order to draw these kind of numbers. And he writes here, it may be that while the MMA crowd was dismissive of Kohea's chances and her lack of top 10 wins, the crowd Rousey drew from didn't see past it being a grudge match with the easy-to-digest storyline and it not figuring to be that competitive, not mattering. Let me tell you something about being out of the bubble and this Ronda Rousey fight. I had a full house. Everybody that I know that's in MMA was talking to me about this fight. And it doesn't matter what Betch Kohea's record was. It doesn't matter what any hardcore MMA fan thought about Betch Kohea. Everybody I knew bought the hype. I had all sorts of people saying, Brian, you do know that this is Ronda Rousey's toughest fight to date. And I'm like, it is? Oh, yeah, she's undefeated. And she's going to go in there and Ronda's going to have a real tough. I mean, one person after another. So Undoubtedly, it was the hype train that people bought into that brought this up to 9. And, of course, the fact that anytime Ronda Rousey fights, it's going to do a huge number from now on.
Well, yeah, but, you know, who makes those big fights even bigger? You know, the average fan. It's the casual. It's not only the casual sports fan, but it's or the casual MMA fan. It's the casual sports fan. It's the casual person, period, who happens to catch Ronda Rousey or the fight's hype on an ESPN or going through the channels or somehow they're not heavily invested in this like most of the people that would probably be listening to this show. So it's easy to sell them because they don't know. All they know is they see this bulldog of a woman going up against Ronda Rousey. And they hear the stories.
She's made it personal.
Yes, there's all this. She said something about Ronda's dead father. Now, they don't know exactly what it was. They don't know the context. They don't know any of that stuff. They just know, man, this bitch said something about Ronda's dead father. Now, Ronda's going to have to. That sort of stuff. And that's what sells people on those fights. I mean, look at Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. There was zero, and I mean zero, reason to buy that fight. If you actually knew boxing, you knew what the result was going to be. It was, that's another reason why that fight was 5 years too late. You knew it. Now, did it matter? Of course not. 4.4 million people bought the fight. That fight alone, that Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, is number five. Now, the 2015 is number five all time as far as combined boxing pay-per-view sales, at least the ones that I have registered and listed. There's been one fight. So, you know, it's the reason the pay-per-view is not dead is because we don't have a chance to teleport or have, you know, holograms or any of that stuff. You still have to watch people fight, and people are still going to have to sit there in front of their TV and pay to watch Ronda Rousey. And there's nothing wrong with that. And no one should be surprised by these numbers. And I think Dave is underselling the Holly Holm fight in January, especially if the weather's going to be bad throughout the country, which has always provided a spike to those pay-per-views. And this isn't going to be Edgar and whoever it was from back in the day that fought in January and in February and had those small numbers. Now, UFC, who has had a great year anyway, is going to try to keep things going by really spacing out, trying to have big events and really standing behind them. And when you pour a bunch of money into things, that helps too. And at the end of the day, all of those words, Ronda Rousey's just a really big pay-per-view draw.
Let me tell you all something about this Holly Holm fight. I'm telling you right now, no less than 800,000 buys. I know that everybody is looking at this and going, oh my God, I can't believe it's Holly Holm. What has she done? The one negative where I could end up being wrong is that Holly Holm is not going to promote this fight. I mean, she's already flat out said, I'm not going to say anything negative about this girl. I'm just honored to be in the ring. Totally not getting it as too many in MMA. Anyway, point of this is, it's going to be the same deal where all of my friends are going to come up to me and they're going to say, oh my God, Brian, this one is seriously Ronda Rousey's biggest challenge to date. This woman is a pro boxer. She's got the best hands in the sport. Ronda's going to go in there and try and trade with her, and Holly Holm is going to knock her out. Trust me, this is going to be the one. And I'm going to go, all right, well, we'll see how it goes. A minute later, there's going to be a lot of disappointed people in my living room.
There should be a lot of happy people.
No. I've got the people coming over now who don't like Ronda.
They're coming over.
Well, the point is they want to see her lose, and so they're going to be disappointed when she wins in a minute again. That's what I'm saying.
I understand.
All right, let's start taking calls. I bet I know who this is because I know he's been waiting for what, 6 days now to talk about Blue Pants. Parts unknown. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Blue Pants.
See, how did I know that? I knew that.
Calling from his own Blue Pants with a big elastic waistband.
I actually called in Sunday to brag all about Blue Pants, so there won't be overly a lot of Blue Pants talk today, Brian. But first off, Brian, I want to congratulate you on the news and give you some advice. I would let Whitney be totally in charge of the child. And
this I got to hear.
Keep her away from him.
Hey, you want me to be in charge of the cats and my wife to be in charge of the child?
Yes, and the child will turn out just fine.
Oh, yeah, amazing. There's nothing a wife likes more than a husband who wants nothing to do with the baby. That's great advice, Ed. Thank you for
that. Trust me, plenty of times where she will take that child, just look at you, and just go.
Hey, Ed. Are you planning on going to this UFC that's coming up in your neck of the woods?
The one in Houston? Probably not.
You're not going, huh?
No.
Why not?
Houston is not exactly in his neck of the woods.
Unless it's Ronda, and Ronda's not on the show, so I doubt that I'll be giving them my money.
I see. Well, what else is on your mind? You did not call.
What I want to talk about is I've enjoyed these Chikara interviews. The last few guys, they've been really good. But since you had Chikara Week, my question is, when are you going to join the Divas Revolution and have Shine Week or Shimmer Week?
Huh? Shine Week or Shimmer Week?
Yeah. Why don't you have a week of guests from Shimmer or Shine and join the Divas Revolution and promote women's wrestling? I mean, the name of this show should be Women's Observer Live. Anyway.
Well, it shouldn't be Women's Observer Live, Ed. But hey, since you're connected, and I could probably do this myself, but Chikara approached me and they said, we got a show coming up. You have any room for guests? And I was like, sure, I got plenty of room. So if Shine or Shimmer or any other promotion on the earth would like to supply guests for the show, all they have to do is let me know, and I'll hook it up.
Well, we'll contact Sal and Dave, and maybe we can get the ball rolling.
Hey, go for it, dude. I would like to have Dave Prazak on. I've not had him on in a long time, so maybe we could start with him.
Dave's awesome. We had him on a few months ago. He's constantly one of my favorite interviews.
He is very good. All right, enough plugs, Ed. I'm going to let you go, but thank you very much for the call. What did he say on Sunday about Blue Pants? He just leaped high in the air with excitement?
I think it was just a smug, cocky sitting there, and you could see his head shaking back and forth, just pleased that somebody that he knows with the most generic name and had the worst cat fight in history with Alexa Bliss, he was just satisfied and just like a proud father himself that Blue Pants made it to WWE TV and has a shirt. Or to a main event in his mind of NXT in a shirt.
We got Ralph here saying, my wife, who does not follow MMA, is always asking about Rousey and is interested in anything she does. They're all over the place, everybody. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Taking that time
right behind my back. Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Jacob Hammermeyer of the BDK Chikara is going to be on the program here in the next segment, September 4, 5, and 6, at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. We're going to go to the phones here in a second, but first off, last night on the Brian and Vinny show, I was talking about NXT, the television show, and TakeOver, and we were talking about Bayley. Somebody from WWE who's been there a long time was at the NXT house show last night, And they said that Bailey was so ridiculously over with all of the girls there. Like, they couldn't even believe their eyes. And essentially they said if they could get this girl on the main roster and she starts doing Make-A-Wish, this person said she will destroy John Cena. Now, it's going to be very difficult to destroy John Cena given that he's number one of all time for Make-A-Wish. But they got something with this girl. Office Troll here said, as far as Bailey being over, my four-year-old girl is now interested in wrestling because of her. I can verify from being at a house show recently that WWE is sitting on a potential gold mine with young girls and Bailey. Now, I'm not going to repeat everything I said on the show last night because it's a waste of time and you can go up there and listen, but I will at least note that I hope they recognize what they've got because they wanted to make a new Sable, a new Sunny. Vince had this idea that he's going to make the girl for the promotion, and it was going to be Lana. And if you've been watching television lately, it's clear that he's changed his mind about this whole thing. Lana is now just, she's one of the girls. She'll probably end up back with Rusev for all I know. His new one is Eva Marie. Because now Eva Marie is the hottest girl in the company. And so they decided that she's going to be the one. If they can look past the end of their nose and realize that this girl, Bailey, she may not be, and some people would disagree with this. Some people would say she's the hottest girl in the company, but I don't think they think that she's the hottest girl in the company. But the point is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what this girl looks like, whether she's better looking, not as good a looking as Lana or Eva Marie. She is connecting, unlike Lana, unlike Eva Marie, and she is attracting an audience that nobody else in this company is attracting. And I think they need to go all the way with her. I'm a little worried because of the whole Divas Revolution that they've botched to such a ridiculous degree on Raw, but I'm hoping that they don't screw this up. It would be very difficult to, in my opinion, but I hope they don't screw it up.
She should be all half hour of NXT Kids if that show comes to pass. In fact, she probably would be most weeks. This is unfortunate that she doesn't look like Trish Stratus because, you know, Trish Stratus, in a way, kind of sort of had that, even though she was introduced, you know, the complete 180 degrees differently. You know, Trish Stratus was just so good by the end. I mean, she was kind of believable as everything. Now, she did look the way she looked, so it's hard to compare it. But that's what WWE will always fall to. I could see them seeing more of, you know, girls really love Alexa Bliss more than Bayley because she's, in WWE's mind, aesthetically more pleasing. And I feel as though I can say that because they push people like, you know, Eva Marie at a level that she absolutely does not deserve in any way. Not in a wrestling way, not in an actress way, you know, just at all. But that's what they do, or that's what Vince does at the very least, and they are missing out on Bailey. You know, she could sell a ton of merchandise, and she is one of those people that, I mean, I can never see her being universally booed because who wouldn't like Bailey? You know, for little kids, it plays that thing of the spunky underdog or the one who gets picked on. You know, she's relatable that way. I think for older fans, her work would, you know, the smarter ones and the ones as they continue to grow can appreciate her work and what she can do, you know, which we all saw this past NXT. So I think she can be a universal person for them. It's just because she doesn't look like Eva Marie, Tori Wilson, Trish Stratus, Sable, Sunny, you know, they're, you know, this is why they wanted, what was that girl going up against Sarah Lee? Amanda?
Yep.
What would be the reason to sign her over Sarah Lee? Sarah Lee fills a void that you didn't have, you know, you don't have once AJ left. You don't have that quote unquote girl next door type of thing.
Welcome to every argument I've had for 13 weeks now.
Well, I know you have a million Amandas, and Amanda is good. She's got a presence and all that stuff, but the reality is at the end of the day, you got a bunch of that, but then you stockpile a bunch of that, and that's all you know, and like you said, you don't think further than the end of your nose. I know that Bailey's not going to be the face of that, you know, company on the women's side ever. And that's not necessarily, you know, this will, you know, they don't like how she looks sort of thing. Sasha Banks is very good, and there's other women. You know, Becky Lynch has been, you know, is great. there's other women who might be able to fill that void. It's just unfortunate that they're not maximizing Bayley possibly to her full potential. Although, again, because of what they do on the main roster, her being the great NXT success story forever, as long as she's getting paid and enjoys what she does, how can I complain with that?
John in Springdale, you're on the air.
Brian, how goes it?
It goes fine. What's happening?
Well, hearing this Bayley thing, it kind of makes me think that she is perfect for their type of initiative, because it seems to me that they don't want to push a strong, long-term heel, and Bayley is as bubblegum, babyface, sweet as you can get. Perfect underdog. Plus, they're pushing all these girls that aren't ready for it in some cases, like Eva Marie. I applaud the fact that we have her going and getting outside training and trying to polish up what she's trying to do. Good for her. I'm not going to crap on her for that very reason. But I would not put her in a situation she is doomed to fail in, because that just is dumb promotional tactics. I mean, if you want her to be something big, don't throw her out there and sabotage her efforts by throwing her out there before she's even ready for it. It makes no sense.
Well, John, I want to thank you very much for the call, but the key here is that she's being sent out on NXT. That's the point of that show. I mean, if she were on Raw, that'd be one thing, but, I mean, for all that they talk about how NXT is a third touring brand, it's not developmental and all this other rigmarole, let me tell you something. It's developmental. That's where everybody goes to develop. So I have no problem with Eva Marie there, and maybe Eva Marie is going to be great. Right now she's hated by everybody. Maybe she'll really pick this up and she'll end up being their major single star. But it's going to be a while, and they got Bayley right in front of their eyes, and she's totally different. You could do something with both of them. They're different. It's not like it's either Amanda from Tough Enough or it's Lana. Two blondes with big boobs that are fighting for the same. No, it's nothing like that. They're two totally different girls. They can both get over. Parts Unknown, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
It's Tony from Omaha.
Yes, Tony.
Hello. If I could be Brian from Cumberland for a minute.
Please, that's what I've been waiting for all week.
Do you think that Braun Strowman's debut had more impact because he was sight unseen, as he wasn't on NXT, and just like, you know, a 205-pound women's division in UFC sight unseen being implemented to make a similar impact?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call, Ryan. I will say about Braun Strowman that, in fact, he has been seen before in NXT. He was the big, giant, Eugene-looking Rosebud. Remember that guy, Mike?
Yes.
He looked exactly like Eugene, except twice as big. And he would run out there, and he would dance with all of the other Rosebuds. That's Braun Strowman.
So we know he can move, sort of.
And we know that that's as far as they let him go, was a dancing Rosebud. So we shall see how it goes. Robert in California, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Actually, I want to promote the site a little. And I have two questions. One's actually more of a rib on what you could do on Ed weekly or monthly. One, are you guys, since you have not doing the streaming stuff, are you planning on doing an ROH weekly show in one of the slots in the Brian and Vinny show now that you have room? And the other is, I've always had, since you really should do a weekly or a monthly women's show, give Jim credit, I mean, give Ed credit for creating it, have it hosted by Jim from Virginia. And at the end of every show, give Ed credit for creating it. Just so you know, if I didn't want to put him on the air.
And did Ed pay you for this suggestion?
No, it would be a rib because Jim would host it.
I get it. He'd still get credit at the end of every show. And sure. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. We'll see what happens. We do review Ring of Honor every few weeks. It's not every single week, but I will try to review it more. It's a one-hour show. It's usually just straight wrestling, and it's usually very good. And, I mean, there's not a lot to talk about. That's just the way it is. I mean, there's nothing you can really say. It was absolutely horrible. There's usually a good main event, but a lot of the undercard matches are just matches. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, and it's usually good, but it's important to have talking points. And so we'll review it more often. I will say that. We review all of the, you know, the final battle and all of the major pay-per-view events. Those are all great. But I don't know about a women's only show in the sense that I don't know if the audience is there. You will note that it's the same two people that call about it every single week. And this is no disrespect to the women's promotions. I'd be happy to have a Shimmer week. I'd be happy to have a Shine week. I'd be happy to promote their events. I don't know if it needs a full-length podcast on the site. But who knows? We can talk. Jacob Hammermeyer. Maybe we'll ask him. He's going to be on the show back here in just a moment. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The 2 for $5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with 2 all-beef patties side by side, stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get 2 sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with the Big King, Big Fish, or Original Chicken Sandwich. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Introducing Centrum Multi Gummies, a complete new gummy multivitamin bursting with natural fruit flavors and 100% or more of vitamins B12, D, and D. Support the most important parts of you with Centrum Multi Gummies and see gummies in a whole new light. New at Walmart for a low price every day.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Chikara King of Trios weekend, next weekend, September 4, 5, and 6 at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. For more information, you can go to ChikaraPro.com. And we are very happy today to be joined by, and let me make sure that I get this right, because I don't want any heat. Jacob Hammermeyer, the leader of the BDK is on the show today. And Jakob, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. You aren't butchering my name as much as your call screener did, but let me tell you, you didn't quite get it exactly right either. So I'm going to go ahead and have to give you a 2 out of 10 at best. But it's not
a 2 one. Out of 10? A 2?
I just call it like I see it. I'm sorry.
Well,
my hands are tied.
Jakob,
he is a very honest man.
It's funny that you mentioned a 2 out of 10 because I was gravely concerned when I was doing some research for this program, as I am wont to do, and I went to cagematch.net and I searched Jakob Hammermeyer, and the rating here given to you by these viewers of cagematch.net is a 2.43 out of 10. What's happening here?
You know what this is, Mr. Alvarez? It's jealousy. Plain and simple. You know, you get these biased websites that collect their so-called facts and statistics. I believe there's a cornerback in the NFL, Aqib Talib, that says that people that want to read facts and statistics probably would rather read sheet music than listen to the song. So that's what I'm going to stay with. It has no substance, and they're obviously very biased against German people.
Now you began as a ring announcer, and now here you are. You're in the King of Trios. You are the leader of the BDK, and this has been a whirlwind, Jakob, in the sense that it's only been a few years since this transition. Tell everybody a little bit about the day where you decided, why am I here as a ring announcer? I need to be an in-ring competitor.
That is very simple, Brian. What it comes down to is self-defense, essentially. I was being abused and taken advantage of by many members of the Chicago roster. Eddie Kingston comes to mind, Green Ant. Even Tommy Dreamer decided to put his hands on me for no reason whatsoever one time. And I kept on compiling a bunch of injuries. But the final and last straw was when that Greek ring announcer, Gavin Loudspeakers, put his zero-covered fingers on my body. I knew then that I must become a wrestler and defend myself against such trash.
My God, what an emotional moment it is.
So angry, he almost knocked his cell phone off the air. Jakob, you are the second man who has appeared on the program this week who has reported bullying from various Chikara performers, most notably Eddie Kingston. What more can you tell me? He seemed like a really nice fellow when he was on the show on Tuesday.
You know, believe it or not, I am a fan of bullying to some degree. I think it's good for people to build up some thick skin. But there's obviously a line that you can cross. And when you happily backfist a simple, handsome, young, brass ring announcer, it's one step too far. And I still don't think that my neck is fully recovered from that backfist. And then, like I said, Tommy Dreamer dropped me on my head with a DVD. It was terrible. The worst day of my life.
Are you currently living in Germany, or have you relocated to these the United Stations, as Juan Fernando de Coronado, I may have screwed his name up, announced on the show yesterday. He's from Ecuador.
Yes, I believe you're referring to Juan Francisco.
Francisco, I apologize, yes.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Jakob's got your back. I relocated over here. I actually married an American woman, so I got my green card, and I live down in North Carolina right now.
North Carolina?
Yeah, that's where my castle is.
Are the North Carolinians accepting of your German ancestry and thick accent?
Accepting? So are you, Brian? It's 2015, okay?
Well, it's 2015, but it's North Carolina, and you live in a castle.
Yes, they tend to like, you know, different barbecue down there, not Wiener Schnitzel.
Was that Semper Vivi?
That was Semper Vivi.
Well,
I would never make a comment like that on the air.
Just saying, you know, hey, look, you know, this is just, we don't have to worry about North Carolinians and all of that sort of stuff. We should pay attention to what's important right now, which is the King of Trios and the great ascension that Jakob has made. I mean, look at the BDK and the history of the BDK, especially in the King of Trios. And now this man is sitting on top of the world. Not just North Carolina. We should probably stay on track with that.
Well, we could, but Jakob, I got to go off track one more time here, because, and this ties into King of Trios. King of Trios is coming up here. It is next weekend, September 4, 5, 6, Funplex in Easton, PA. And this is, I would say that this is the biggest Chikara event of the year. I know there's the end of the year show and everything like that, but King of Trios is the one that I think most people would rank as the big weekend of the year for Chikara. And you, Jakob, I feel should be concentrating on the tournament itself. And instead, when I go on your Twitter, all I see is a campaign to become the new Subway spokesperson. It seems.
Well, you got to make hay when the sun is shining, okay? All right? I got bills outside.
It's an old German saying.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I mean, if you see an opportunity, you take it. And just like that, at King of Trios, if I see any opportunity at all, rest you assured, I will take it. And I'll take full advantage of it and advance my team to the second round like I should. Like a good leader should.
And sure. Jared from Subway has been disgraced, and there is an opening for a new Subway spokesman. And when I saw the amount of money that this guy was making, this is not a bad gig.
Listen, I'm easier on the eyes. All the personal things set aside. I'm great in the room. I really think that if you put me there, I can bring a lot of ideas to the table. When I first came over to the States before I started wrestling, I worked a little bit at Subway. I have a little bit of background there. I just say it's a good fit. Why not take a chance on Jakob? It just sounds like too good to be true for their part. And if we can make a little bit of money and sell some sandwiches along the way, then that's all for the better.
Have you lost a considerable amount of weight eating at Subway? Because that seems to be one of the requirements to be the Subway spokesman.
You know, I was going to, but I was waiting for them to touch base first because I didn't want to go in there and start, you know, paying into it. Well, I guess essentially I could just buy stock if I was going to plan on paying into Subway, but If they reach back and say, hey, maybe we're interested, maybe I can get a campaign going, you never know. Let's look out in the future.
What would you say, Jakob, if it came out that Subway hired a new spokesman and it ended up being someone currently in Chikara, specifically Max Smashmaster, who has lost well over 100 pounds? He could approach Subway and claim that he lost all that weight as a result of the Subway diet and scoop that role out from underneath you.
I would request someone to check out Sydney Bacabella's fanny pack because I would wonder if there's any questionable materials that are helping Max Smashmaster lose all that weight. Holy cow, that guy lost a ton of weight.
That's quite an accusation right there. You very well,
well
could face
say,
him
yeah,
in this tournament.
It's not an accusation. It's alleged.
Yeah, it's an alleged accusation. But you may be facing him in this tournament, and he may hear this show, and he may decide he's going to take something out on you.
Oh, don't you worry about Jakob. What he lacks in actual size, he may more than makes up for a knockout power. All he has to do is find that that's a little button that's located on every single man or woman's skin, and he'll be able to knock them out in one punch because there are women in this tournament, as you are aware.
What teams are you most looking forward to facing? Is there any particular team that you have a rivalry with? If you had the opportunity, you would love to get in there and hit that sweet spot on the chin?
Well, as much as I love to devote some of my time and preparation and thinking about random scenarios that may not happen since I don't control how round two is set up, I would rather just focus on my round one opponent, Fight Club Pro, and then we can go from there after we get past round one.
Well, what can you tell us about your opponents? What is your strategy going into this opening round?
Brian, how can I possibly, how can I possibly divulge that information?
You kayfabe it. You tell me the opposite. So when they hear it, they're expecting something different.
Listen, Brian, I'm bringing to the table here. I'm almost at, if you're sitting down, 2,600 Twitter followers. That's what I'm bringing to this table, to this show today, okay? I don't know how many more people are listening, but that's what I'm bringing. And I can't risk leaking important information like that. You understand?
Wait, hold on here.
I can't get past round one. That doesn't bode well for business.
2,601. There you go.
Yeah, that was me.
Whoa!
Oh, 2,602 now. There
you go. I was number 2,601, baby. That was me.
Oh, stop the show. Holy cow. There we go. Major announcement right here live. Whew, this is a big moment for this show, I take it.
Hey, it is. Tell me about the Polar Baron.
What about them?
I've heard that was an alter ego of yours, the Polar Baron.
Evil Ice Bear?
An evil ice bear? I don't think I've ever crossed paths with a Polar Baron.
Oh, yeah?
But as far as, is it more of that shoddy reporting from that cage match site that you referred to earlier?
I won't lie, that's where I'm at.
Oh, no surprise. Look at that.
Now, I don't want to...
Is it slander? I can't remember. Which one's written, which one's
supposed to be? But I don't want to slander and or libel you if this ends up being transcribed, but there is a photograph of you here on cagematch.net, and you are wearing white, long tights. You're wearing a white tie. Your skin... being of German ancestry,
bronze.
Is remarkably white.
Bronze.
You could, in fact, be the Polar Baron here in this photograph.
Once again, I don't even know this character. You seem to be focusing. Is this a Polar Baron interview or is this a Jakob Hammermeyer interview? I lost track.
It may be both. I'm trying to find out. All right, moving on. I want to make sure that we talk a little bit more about King of Trios here. Is this your first ever King of Trios tournament entry?
Nine. This would be my second.
Second. How did you fare last year?
Several years ago.
Well, first of all, this is actually Jakob Hammermeyer's second. I had a hand in it by being... if you want to talk about alter egos, I'll go ahead and talk about the one alter ego that I know I was a part of. I don't know if Cage Match, whatever, knows. I was Dr. Cube last.
I heard you were Dr. Cube.
Yes.
That's a heck of an alter ego. Hey, Jakob, stand by. We actually have to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This family is at home. But they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, as well as Jakob Hammermeyer, who, by the way, on Cage Match here, Jakob is described as his current gimmick. He might want to get on them for that. King of Trios weekend, September 4, 5, 6 at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. More info up at ChikaraPro.com. That's King of Trios weekend, ChikaraPro.com, September 4, 5, 6, Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. And Yaka, before we go, I want to give you an opportunity here to plug all of your own social media, and hopefully we can bump you up to 2,600 and maybe 10 Twitter followers.
First and foremost, I'd like to plug the show Breaking Bad.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to get that out of the way. You guys can find me on Twitter. My name's really hard to spell, so you'll have to hunt for it if you like this interview enough. Outside of that, I'm good.
All right, well, hey, that was easy. Jakob Hammermeyer, everybody, is available on Twitter. J-A-K-O-B... Hammermeyer. For those of you that have a copy of this, you can go up there and check it out. But Jakob, I want to wish you the best of luck. I know I've done that to everybody this weekend, but I mean it every time. Best of luck in the King of Trios tournament coming up next weekend.
And on the last interview, that means you really mean it with me, and you
yeah.
mean it with all those other losers.
You're the main event, dude, and my
Absolutely.
Grandmother is German, so I really mean it.
Boom.
Thanks so much, Jakob. And, of course, thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to be back on Sunday with more Wrestling Observer Live. I want to thank everybody for listening. All of the great folks from Chikara, don't miss King of Trios next weekend, September 4, 5, 6, at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. We'll talk to you again after a while. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.